Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Bite Electric smart home products make everyday living simply smarter. Add color to your home's exterior with LED outdoor string lights. They're perfect for holidays or get-togethers, and they can be scheduled to automatically turn on or off. View our entire selection of Fight Electric smart home products today on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for other great deals happening this week. Save big money
at Menards. First and foremost, you got your general manager hat still on, the way you would normally look at the NCAA tournament, watching it like a hawk, and what stands out to you in the first couple weeks?
Well, you know what? I didn't think there was a dominant team all year long. I thought some teams played well. I thought Duke had found rhythm with the ACC tournament, but then of course they get beat. I don't see a team out there that you go like, man, this team is definitely is the favorite. There's about four or five teams: Arizona, I think UCLA. The teams I look at, Michigan, Wisconsin, they got hot at the right time, but I just don't know if they shoot the ball well enough to be able to go on. There's a bunch of teams I like, but you know, Nova gets canned, and I thought that with their ability to play small and just kind of play a unique style, drive and kick, a lot of penetration, a lot of stuff off the dribble, put pressure on the team. But on the other team, but you know, right now it's wide open. I look at this and I don't see any team that you go, wow, I see a lot of really good players. So like, you know,
yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you about.
His dad must be, you know, but Lonzo Ball can really play. I mean, he might be my favorite player in the tournament left. He just moves the ball. He just does a lot of little things, and he controls the game without shooting the ball. And there's very few people that can do that, and he's one of those guys. And I just, you know, I like watching UCLA play because of it.
Would his dad scare you off as a general manager?
No, not at all.
Not at all?
Not at all. Not even one bit. That kid can play. I mean, he makes everybody better. I think his teammates really like playing with him. And when you get in the NBA, you got to remember now, you're going to have older guys that are just going to, you know, they're going to bust his chops. I mean, they might see his dad and, you know, give him a ration of crap. Like, hey, Pops, what's wrong with you? You know, and it's different. It's not like you got a bunch of, you know, college kids and young kids. You got adult. You got a lot of grown men in the NBA, and they're not going to. Yeah, that's not going to bother them at all. I mean, they probably, like I said, will probably get more of a chuckle out of it than anything else. I know I would.
But don't you think, Coach? You said it's a man's league. Don't you think at some point there's a player, an older player, that says you're not going to come in here all cocky and rolling, regardless of your old man or anything else, and they're going to knock him on his ass?
Yeah, but everybody gets knocked on your ass if you're good. I mean that's part of the initiation. I mean, but I don't think the kid's cocky. I'm trying to think right now if I've ever heard the kid say something outrageous. But he comes in, he says, "Oh, you know, I didn't play that well tonight. I got to get the ball to this guy or that guy, or I can do better." I really have never heard the kid. Now, I've heard his dad say outrageous stuff, but you know, I have never heard the kid say anything like that.